To some, it is a helpful bridge to make ends meet between paydays. To other, it is one of the most predatory forms of lending, talking about so-called payday loans. And there is a reform effort underway up in Lansing in the state Senate. A big hearing on this today in the House Insurance and Financial Services Standing Committee. It is, this debate about this has been waged for 10
long time
years now. And we welcome in Senator Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing. Senator Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Give us just a quick anecdote of someone that you've talked to who has, you know, gotten kind of hooked on these things, where they may take one week and then they take one maybe later in the month. And after a while, they're servicing 4, 5, 6 loans.
That's right. And what you described is a vicious cycle that too many men and women in our state, and disproportionately in Black and Brown and rural communities, are facing. You know, you start off because of a, you know, car repair, a health emergency, anything. And what starts off as a $600 loan turns into thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars owed due to extraordinary interest rates. We're talking about the current interest rate in Michigan being 370%. Think about that.
And this is an annualized rate, right? If it was a 12-month.
Yes, the APR. Yeah. Yes, yes. So when you think about it, you know, we've had so many men and women, particularly Black women and folks from rural communities, who have gotten just trapped in a cycle of debt. Folks have lost their homes. In this morning's committee, we are trying to lift up as many real stories. And so you'll hear from people talking about how these, you know, short-term loans have equaled long-term debt and oftentimes bankruptcy.
You know, the passage of the bill in the Senate saw bipartisan support, and you had some Republicans crossing the aisle to approve it. How do you see it faring over in the House?
You know, I never like to predict what's going to happen, but I will tell you, it warms my heart every time we can do something in this Capitol that's bipartisan. And what we see is that when you're thinking about pocketbook issues, things that are lifting people up out of poverty and removing barriers, both Republicans and Democrats have agreed that this system, which has lasted in Michigan for so long, is setting too many people back. And with inflation and the cost of everything going up, the last thing we need is predatory practices like these payday loans.
Senator Anthony, what would your bill do? You would cap it at a certain number?
That's right. This bill would simply align with 21 other states in capping the interest rate to 36%.
Which is
now,
still a lot.
Folks, when I say that, they say it's still a lot, right? But this aligns with other states. Look, our goal is not to shut down the industry. Our goal is to rein it in down from 370%. And that's why folks like the governor, the Detroit City Council recently passed a resolution supporting this. As well as over 100 other organizations have said, enough is enough. You know, we need to be helping people lift up from poverty and give them better tools.
Are we going to hear today in the hearing from the industry itself? Are they going to plead their case? In the past, they've said, look, if you do this, you're going to put lenders out of business and there will be no safety net or no, you know, short-term bridge for these people when they do have an emergency, and that the lion's share don't get into the debt trap, that they have one and then pay it off.
That's right. You will hear from individuals from the industry. I am proud of a representative and the chair, Brenda Carter, for making sure that the committee will have a balanced perspective. Similar to the testimony we heard in the Senate, they will try to make their case. I just always believe that if this business model is predicated upon preying on the backs of working men and women, maybe it's time for a new business model. Look, other states that have passed this did see some reduction in the industry, but they also saw other entities, CDFIs, credit unions, nonprofits, stepping up in order to make other tools available for people. And the other thing I have to say is not only am I the senator in Lansing, but I also serve as the Senate Appropriations Chair. And I'm fighting alongside our colleagues to put in some tools in this year's state budget to give an off-ramp and support for men and women in our state so that we aren't left high and dry with no tools. There are additional tools and short-term loan products. We want to beef those up in the state budget.
Mm-hmm. Talking about 370% now, you want to get it down to 36%, but 370%, kind of talk about the, you know, how these high interest rates, they have this really, you know, bad effect on these vulnerable communities in Michigan.
That's right. Some of the most heartbreaking stories that I've heard, and some of these voices we'll hear in the test in the committee today, family farmers, folks who across, you know, rural Michigan, you know, because of a repair of a piece of equipment on the farm, they end up taking out $600. And, you know, if you couldn't afford the $600 to begin with, by the time the next payday comes around, you probably can't afford it. Or once you pay it off, usually, and the data shows that 70% of Michigan payday loan borrowers reborrow the same day they pay back that previous loan.
Yeah.
That's what we mean by that cycle. So it is predatory.
How much of this is just kind of a financial IQ, financial literacy issue? Without all the regulatory stuff, could we just do a better job of educating consumers?
You know what? My mama taught me how to chew gum and walk. Yes, we absolutely need to beef up our financial literacy, right? Personal responsibility can't take a backseat here. We have to be educating folks, even as young as during the K-12 system, to be better stewards of their own money. But we know with the cost of everything going up, that people have needed better tools. And so while we can do more to beef up financial literacy, we can also stop predatory practices in its tracks. And so I think that's a part of what government's supposed to be doing, is looking out for the health and safety and well-being of its residents. And also get out of the way when we need to.
How much transparency is there when people go to get these loans? Do they know what the interest rates are?
You know, it's interesting. You know, there are...
How fine is that fine print?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It's a lot of paperwork and it's a lot of fine print. But again, when you think about when folks are coming into these establishments, they're in a moment of desperation, right? I mean, we have heard from educators. We've heard from working people. These are not folks who don't already have bank accounts. They are just looking for bridge funding. And some of the most heartbreaking stories we've heard, you know, when I heard a story recently about educators, literally because of their, you know, low wages in this state and across the country, are taking out short-term loans for school supplies. I mean, how ridiculous is this system when we are literally making our best and brightest in terms of the workforce taking out $600 here, $1,200 there to make ends meet and do their jobs in the classroom? This is the system that we're dealing with.
All right. Well, I'm certain that we will hear some heartbreaking testimony from consumers who got into this trap. But as you point out, and the idea of awareness is so important here, that people must know that this can be in some ways a high interest trap for consumers as well. Senator Anthony, this is happening not in your chamber, but over in the House Insurance and Financial Services Standing Committee today. We will be watching. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, and have a wonderful morning.
We sure will.
Too.
You too.
When we come back, one of the things that's been on the radar, President Biden with an interesting proposal yesterday talking about basically not just doubling down on former President Trump's tariffs on China, but tripling down. How much would that raise costs on American consumers? Yes, we want a fair and level playing field, but who is going to end up paying for it? That's coming up at 7:49 on AM 760.